We went to an event last weekend here in town, and that was streaming on Fight TV, so you can come home and zip-zop and zip-zop and be watching Fight TV. Oh, and the zip-zop.
If it's Bill Cosby, it's Struggle TV. We got the camera. You just watch her slowly pass out.
Join me.
And then
later.
You can make your move.
Join me tonight on Sleep Paralysis TV. Oh. He's going to spit out that drink.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, man. You just about wore some fucking Coke Zero. Holy shit. What'd you call Sleep Paralysis?
Sleep Paralysis TV.
Ow, Joel. Nighty-night, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. It's something that's happened. Oh, your pussy will soon will be sopping. Oh, gee whiz, Bill. Is it going to come down to that?
Right, come
what
on,
the
Bill.
Fuck is happening?
Now to a bizarre accident in a North County car wash where a man died after becoming trapped in machinery at the Escondido business.
Why am I laughing at this? Let me guess, some fucking dunderhead went through with the windows down or the top down or just walked through or rode in on the hood for some stupid fucking YouTube video.
Now to a bizarre accident.
He's 56, this guy, by the way.
Not anymore.
Another one close to our age.
Yeah.
Accident in a North County car wash where a man died after becoming trapped in machinery at the Escondido business. Our Jamie Chambers is there live with what he's learning to...
Thank God Jamie Chambers got on the fucking scene.
Hey, they've changed the color of the soap at the car wash, honey. It's red now.
They had to close it down. Fucking...
You're like fucking Carl Spackler out there with his fucking Tyvek suit and shit on, cleaning everything up.
Night. Jamie...
You know, Philip,
yeah.
Investigators have dedicated a lot of man hours to try to understand exactly what took place here. It certainly is.
I don't know that you need a lot of man hours to figure this out. I mean, if you get
talk of the neighborhood now, investigators have recovered a video that answers some questions, but they still have so many issues that they're trying to understand.
Locals who use the Pearl Wash are trying to understand what could have happened to leave a 53-year-old man dead inside.
No, he's dead.
The automatic car washing machine.
Yeah, I've been with the department about.
Now, this is not. They keep saying, gee whiz, we have no idea what happened. Then they tell you what fucking happened.
Then they tell you what fucking happened, yeah.
It's not a mystery.
30 years, and this is the first time I've seen anything like this.
Gee, I was just supposed to have never
hope
seen.
So.
The accident happened late Friday night, and according to police, for some reason, the man climbed out of his Scion and was pinned between the car and the car wash equipment.
Oh, I bet that fucking hurt. Oh. I mean, eventually the hurting stopped, but.
All bleeding stops eventually.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Got out of his car.
Well, listen, pro tip for you. Stay in during the car wash.
I mean, yeah, but they just...
According to police...
We don't know what could have happened here.
We're trying to understand what happened. What are you trying to fucking understand? The guy got out of his car and he got killed in the car wash.
Right.
End a fucking story. Clean it up, open it up so I can get my car wash and we can all fucking move on with life.
Exactly.
Okay? Thank you.
You know how when you go through a car wash,
Jesus.
They have all those stuffed animals hanging there in the middle?
Yeah.
That's where I want this guy. I want him doing his best Jesus pose next to that Winnie the Pooh in the car wash.
Oh, I'm so mad I missed that. Mommy, there's a new stuffed animal. Oh my God, turn away, don't look.
For some reason, the man climbed out of his Scion and was pinned between the car and the car wash equipment.
I think I got the reason. He's a fucking asshole.
We just don't understand what happened.
Well, he's an asshole, that's what happened.
What does it matter? The guy got out of his car in an operating car wash and died. There you go. Clean it up, open it up, move on.
And dragged him with the car.
Locals say every...
Wait a minute. Hang on.
I wonder if he got caught up in the tire thing that...
I think we missed the punchline.
And the car wash equipment.
The car began to roll forward and dragged him with the car.
Locals say...
What locals have nothing to say about this. Don't talk to them. They're offering you zero unique insight into this. They don't know why the guy got out of his car. They don't know what it feels like for the guy to get out of his car and get pinned in there for the deluxe wash. They don't know why it happened. Don't talk to fucking locals. They don't know anything. Stop it.
Fucking car's name was Christine.
Everyone in the area can't believe someone would get out of their car.
Really? Did you? Everybody? Great. Everybody. Great. Everybody in the area is just fucking bum-fuzzled. Doesn't know what happened to this guy.
Can we talk to him for five straight minutes?
Please.
Can we get our local Emmy on that? Thanks.
Be too scared to get in my car. I mean,
no shit, stupid. That's the point.
You sound like a sensible human being, which is why you're not going to die in a car wash, at least not today.
Have you considered not getting out of your fucking car in the car wash then? Have you considered that? Well, this guy didn't. Now he's dead. So fuck him and everyone related to him. They're probably stupid too. Fuck him.
Bristles and everything else. And
we know what's in a car wash, you dumb coos. You trick.
Always says stay in your car, don't roll it in your window, so always follow direction.
Do it. You might live to see another day, lady. Huh, imagine that. Oh, there's a sensible fucking human being. Jesus Christ.
You might live to see another day, lady.
Huh, you're heeding the warning signs and you're following directions. What a novel fucking idea.
Sounds to me.
Wow, sounds god damn.
Me. Sounds to me like you're going to make it to Friday.
Hey, listen, don't fucking get drunk and mouth off to Mike Tyson on an airplane. Huh, wow, okay. You know, next time I'll try that. Once my fucking memory comes back, these fucking bruises on the side of my face heal up.
Geez, I got lost a few brain cells.
Oh, fuck, did Ooh. He? What the alcohol hadn't got, Ooh. Mike Tyson's knuckles took care of.
One of those freak accidents, you know.
It
you
wasn't
know.
An
no!
accident.
No!
It wasn't an accident!
No, it's not a freak accident!
It wasn't. He stepped out of his car.
A freak accident is the guy's in his car, and when the car exits the fucking car wash, he's a mangled fucking chunk of hamburger. That's a freak fucking accident, stupid!
What, did the car wash pull him out of the car on its own?
I'm sure that some people, the car wash is haunted. It's possessed.
It's not an accident. He got out and fucking...
Well, it's a bizarre accident. No. No, it's not. It is not. You don't know what bizarre accident means, pal.
I don't think you know
God
what...
Damn.
I don't think you know what
the fuck
means.
Is wrong with these people?
Who are these people?
My God.
Everything can happen close by, but you know, the reality is that you got to be alert all the time.
And no! You need to fucking stay in your goddamn car! You don't need to be alert all the time! Stay! Go back to the lady. I follow directions. It says stay in the car. I stay in the car. That's why I live to see another fucking day! Oh, my God.
I hate this guy.
Oh, shit.
Hated the woman, but hate this guy.
Freak accidents, you know, you never think it happened close by, but you know, the reality is that you got to be alert all the time.
And while
I think he was alert.
You got to be alert for those killer car washes that drag random people out of the car and fucking mutilate them.
I think he was alert. He was being fucking murdered by the haunted car wash.
Some car washers continued to use the automatic wash today without issue.
Oh, weird. So you're saying they stayed in their cars and they lived.
What you're saying is they read the sign, they followed the directions of that sign, and everything went according to the fucking plan, right? Huh. Wow. Amazing.
Bob, we need you to go down and cover the guy that got out of his car wash and died in the car wash. All right, what's the story? Well, he got out of his car. All right, well,
okay,
what's the angle? He's a jerk-off. How do you want me to cover this?
Well,
people managed to use the car wash without incident the rest of the day.
No kidding.
Could be they stayed in their fucking vehicles.
Oh, I really fucking hate people. I so much.
They used it the rest of the day without incident.
Wow.
Oh, they did,
God
huh?
God damn.
That's hard to fathom.
But, you know, the reality is that...
I mean, typically, bloodthirsty car washes are always going to strike again.
Well,
so
I think
only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. Somebody else will die in that car wash.
I think it had gotten its fill.
Yeah, you know, I think so. Was that guy's name Phil?
You got to be alert all the time.
And while some car washers continue
to
be
alert all the time. No, you stay in your fucking car all the time. Goddamn idiot. Ooh, I have a microphone shoved in my face. I really need to say a bunch of stupid shit.
Fucking exactly, which is why I don't know why they talk to these fucking nincompoops in the street.
Automatic wash today without issue.
There's lots of, dozens of people.
Captain Obvious, fucking bringing this story to a fucking common sense end.
Dozens more people went to the car wash today. Nary a life was threatened.
Users are looking at the system more cautiously.
It's not the system!
Yes! By all means, let's sue the fucking people that made it. Let's sue the engineers that designed it. Let's sue the people that built it. Let's sue the fucking 16-year-old kid that's getting paid $15 an hour to stand there and wave you into the fucking car wash. Let's sue everybody because this fucking idiot got out of his goddamn car in the middle of a car wash.
You watch.
The next time you go to the fucking car wash, there'll be fucking bigger, bolder signs because people are fucking idiots.
Oh, the car lurched forward and left. Back and to the...
Hey, by the way, can you turn that fucking bust of Lincoln around so I can get him the proper way?
Hang on. I gotta get him behind the right ear, so hang on. There you go.
Yeah. Let's see if I can fucking booth this on the first shot. Oh!
Close.
God damn it. Man, that was close. All right, we'll try later.
A company vehicle through here and actually knock one of the mirrors off it. So I don't like car washes that actually engage and touch your vehicle.
The Escondido Police.
Okay, that's not a car wash then, pal.
That's a rainstorm.
That's a car dry fuck right there, okay?
You should leave your car out in the rain then, dummy.
Go rewind that. I want to hear what this fucking idiot had to say.
It's a touchless car wash. I have to have one of those.
Cautiously.
Or I brought a company vehicle through here and actually knocked one of the mirrors off it. So I don't like car washes that actually engage and touch your vehicle.
Yes.
I guess. I mean.
Let me guess. Add-on mirror, which it says they're not responsible for damage.
Escondido Police Department says the car wash did not malfunction and what?
No. He was the cleanest corpse in the county.
Wasn't engaged when the accident took place, but an alarm was triggered.
It was the cleanest corpse in the county.
I couldn't think of how to get there. I wanted to get there.
But
I
you
did.
Didn't.
I didn't. And I couldn't think because it was too many syllables and I couldn't think of how to get there. The answer was to just go ahead and belt it out and not worry about it. That was the answer. And I fucked it up. And I apologize to you and the listeners.
Getting the attention of bystanders.
Tragic and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. But...
Oh, yeah, that'll help. It's tragic. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're right. It is. It's tragic that people can't fucking read directions. Stay in the fucking car.
Just a terrible thing that happened, and, you know, just there's no reason for it. Just one of those
odd
things.
You are exactly right, pal.
This guy's telling more truth than anybody else.
You're exactly right. No reason for it to happen.
Preliminarily, investigators don't...
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, the what now?
The what?
Preliminarily?
Hey, Bob, we're back alive. Get the dick out of your mouth.
Preliminarily, investigators don't believe drugs or alcohol played any role in this incident, but they are investigating this as a traffic accident.
It's not a traffic accident.
Industrial accident because the car was in drive when they arrived on scene.
Can we blame the idiot that got out of the car?
Preliminarily?
Can we blame the idiot that got out of the car?
Egregious.
Or are we just going to look to blame everybody else?
Everyone but this guy.
Everyone but the fucking guy.
Yeah.
How much money you think the family's going to get out of this?
I hope not a fuck.
Oh, no, but they will.
I'll give
you them. You know they will.
I'll give him a book of free car washes.
You're going to get him that for Christmas?
Yeah. If I could find this guy's fucking name, I would. He's a dummy, and he's dead. Good. That's all I can think to tell you on this one.
And you can sign it from Shauna Ray's dad.
I'm going to poke that bear. We haven't even talked about that.
No, we never did.
No reason to fucking do it either. Fuck him and fuck his gimmick, thief. Kid Rock, right?
Yep.
What's the deal with his new song? He's got an anti-Biden song. Have you heard it?
Jesus, yeah.
All right, well,
do you want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I haven't heard it. I have not. I know it. I mean, let me preface this by saying, I know it sucks ass before we even start.
Well, yeah, it sucks ass.
So,
does my computer, so, you know.
Oh, well, okay. Kid Rock new song. Ugh. You just know he's fucking stinks. He's had one good song in 25 years.
Tell me how
years.
To live.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. No, it's We the People.
Oh.
Is that the...
Well, what's the newest one?
Yeah, this is the newest one, We the People.
Oh, God. I already hate it. Right. This is fine if you're not 60.
Right.
His problem is, he's however old he is.
He's our age.
And he pays taxes. And he fucking quit acting like, when you have three mansions, you've kind of lost the right to make yourself the rebel of anything.
Yes.
You know? I mean, stop it already. You're not fighting the man
you're
anymore.
You're not in the trenches with the people. Get fucked.
Guess what? You are the man now.
Yes.
You're not fighting the man anymore. No, you are the man now.
I'm the man. I am the man.
I'm not playing.
Tell her again. I'm the man. I'm so bad.
I'm not playing.
Wear your mask. Take your pills. Now a whole generation's mentally ill.
Well, he's not wrong there.
As I said, I'm looking for the lie in that verse. What do you say, fuck Fauci?
I believe so.
Here's the thing.
Let's go, Brandon.
Here's the thing. And boy, you're gonna hate that I'm about to say this. How far into the song are we?
We are not even a minute.
50 We're seconds. 40,
yeah, 50 seconds.
Oh God, I hate that I have to say this out loud and fucking not say it as a joke. God, I hate that I have to say this. She hasn't said a one wrong thing in this fucking song yet, and I fucking hate that I have to say that. But he hasn't said a wrong thing yet. But let's let it, you know, but let's go. Brandon is very silly.
Oh, it's,
as a cultural touchstone. It's
just say fuck Joe Biden.
It's just
say fuck Joe
very
Biden.
Very silly.
Jesus Christ. That's the climate we live in now. This group hates Trump and is going to say fuck Trump. And then the next guy gets it and they're going to say fuck this guy. It's just the culture we live in now.
I know. Gee whiz.
Fuck Twitter too.
I can't.
And the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Fuck you too. Yeah. You.
Two.
I wonder if he consulted with Nikki Glaser on the lyrics for this.
I mean,
she's a lyrical genius, so.
I'm just waiting for him to lie in this song. Is all I'm waiting on. Oh my God, all right.
Inflation's up like the minimum wage, so it's all the same. It ain't a damn thing changed.
Yeah, because Kid Rock works for minimum wage cutting this record.
I wish.
You piece of shit, I don't see color.
That, by the way, that line right there is where a lot of people went, oh, really? I mean, like a lot of white people, like yeah. Trump people went, oh, really? Because, I don't know. Free, and every human being doesn't have to agree. We all bleed red, brother, listen to me.
It's time for love and unity. It's time for love and unity. Fuck you, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon. Yeah, right, exactly. It's time for unity.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
It's so right on. Ah. Oh.
Wow. It's, oh, dude, we fucking halfway there, baby.
It's uniquely bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad. It's really
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
But of having the choice, I'd rather listen to this a couple of times over than that stupid fucking Nikki Glaser, Bob Saget fucking tribute monstrosity. Fuck TMZ and you social media trolls. Y'all can suck on these.
This song is like if a 17-year-old wrote the lyrics to, you know. If you're down with love, you want to make things better. All we got to do is just come together. Weather the storm, take my hand, and follow my lead to the promised land. Because we the people, we got to unite, and follow that good time guideline. Climb aboard this love boat, and rock that bitch up and down the coast.
Okay. I kind of like that throwback right there.
In order to form a more perfect union, Jesus fucking to ordain and establish this constitution for the United States of America. How much time is left in this? it's a long time, feels like.
Yeah. Less than a minute.
I just went on a fucking diatribe at work 2 days ago about how Kid Rock stinks. How he's had one good song in 25 years, and anything he's done after that's been a fucking piece of garbage. And nothing enforces that quite like this fucking song. What a fucking piece of shit.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, that's it. You're contradicting yourself in your own stupid lyrics, you fucking 55-year-old man. Let's go, Brandon. Jesus Christ. Let's go, Brandon. That's uniquely bad.
Yes.
I'm sorry we listened to that.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry, America, that we had to... Good news is, by the time this episode comes out, everyone will have forgotten about it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be
I think they already have.
It'll be shaken from everyone's mind like a Clockwork Orange fucking mind wipe. And then they'll hear this episode and go, oh, well, shit, yeah, I remember that song was out a month ago.
That'll be us. We'll be kicking Kid Rock's career back in, you know?
Number 7 in trending music. Oh, my God. We are truly fucking doomed.
Mm-hmm.
I regret the necessity of having to inform you that Nikki Glaser, the comedian, has recorded a song in memory of Bob Saget.
Yeah? Is that good?
Is it any good? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Are we going to hear it?
Yeah, we're going to hear
All
it.
All right.
I listened to about the first... to about the first... 30 seconds before I took my headphones off and just let the audio come down. And this is Song for Bob by Nikki Glaser. Whenever you're ready, Doug. Anytime. Starting off great.
Yeah.
Starting off great. I already hate it. I think it was written on a Casio and, you know, like your old Casio, you know.
Yeah, right.
In the old days. Our last run-in was in Milwaukee. We were cracking jokes. Oh, very good. At first She's telling a story. I don't know if you picked up.
Around the table, we laughed at stupid shit. If I had known that you would die, what would I change?
Nikki, come on, baby. What are we doing?
Sometimes I speak to the sky.
Oh.
Don't hurt the people I love. Don't hurt anyone.
Jeff is...
Don't hurt him, Hammer.
Jeff is beside himself by the mediocrity of this song.
Mediocrity?
Sometimes I talk to the sky and ask him not to hurt the people I love, Jeff.
I look at this guy and say, hey, don't fall on me. That's what I fucking say.
Sorry to ask so much of a stranger.
So this isn't a joke. This is serious. No. Jesus. No. Okay, I'm out. I'm waiting for a punchline here, and it's obviously not coming.
Punchline is my fist to Nikki Glaser's face. This shit is Christ. Inexcusable.
Ugh.
And I'm sorry to ask so much of a ghost.
Oh.
The king of fatherhood.
The king of fatherhood!
You ever suck dick for coke?
You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is inexcusable.
Jesus Christ, that's terrible.
You in here for some marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Let's go back to Nikki Glaser. We'll go back to Nikki Glaser.
Do we have to?
Yeah, of course we do.
The king of fatherhood. Someone to trust.
The king of fatherhood. You know who he used to be, the king of Hollywood. Or the king of fatherhood, don't you? Ah, it was me! For I started raping unconscious women in the ass like Roman Polanski.
Sorry, I thought the father or the king of fatherhood was Woody Allen.
When I was down, you brought me up.
This is so fucking bad.
This is inexcusable. This is inexcusable.
This is like it was written in a songwriting 101 class.
Our last run-in was in Milwaukee. We were cracking up.
Jeff, if your daughter wrote this song about anybody, you know, you'd be like, that's a real nice effort, sweetheart. Like, that's...
This is the kind of effort. If any of my kids wrote something like this, not being... Musically inclined or not.
I don't know how to break it to you. But Nikki Glaser isn't either.
Jesus Christ.
She sat down and wrote this from the heart. And we're just like...
tearing it apart.
That's
what we do.
Write another joke about sucking dicks.
Yeah, no
all right?
Shit.
I just fucking, what are we doing?
Jesus Christ. I guarantee you Bob Saget would be the first one tearing this piece of shit down.
Two lonely souls now.
Two lonely souls.
How many cliches can we get into the fucking one song?
Well, I think she just about made it to the Hall of Fame with this song.
I think so.
Your jokes were dark.
Fucking shut it off.
Your eyes so bright and kind. I guess I knew one day you'd die, but just not when.
It's fucking songwriting genius. John Lennon is fucking going, God, where was this one when I was alive?
What did she say?
Where was this inspiration?
This song would have made Lennon say things like, where's John Hinckley when I need him?
Song like this would have hurried fucking Hinckley to his task.
Boy, I'm hoping for a lone gunman right now. Holy shit. Maybe I go stand outside the Dakota with my arms wide open, making a big target for a fucking bullet to hit me. I heard that Nikki Glaser song, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit, is this bad.
Sometimes I speak to the sky. Don't hurt the people I love.
I wish you had prayed for guidance to not record this song. This piece of shit.
Jesus this is Christ, fucking horrendous. This is such a piece of shit. Wow.
This is inexcusable how bad this is. Now,
fucking hurt him, Hammer.
And before you're tempted to say, well, could you do any better? No, and I wouldn't try is the important thing. Because I know I can't. And Nikki Glaser is big enough now that people don't want to tell her, listen, this is terrible.
Does she do any musical stuff in her act? Does she do a guitar or anything? So she's just singing.
No, her whole gimmick is
she
likes dick. That's her whole, like every other female comic.
Go back to sucking dick, sweetheart. Like every.
That's her whole gimmick. And look, I like Nikki, but she's getting big, and she's big enough now that no one wants to tell her no anymore.
Right.
Nobody wants to tell her, listen,
this is a bad fucking idea.
This is pretty bad.
Yep.
And no one wants to tell her. She's, you know, like Amy Schumer is there now, and like Bert Kreischer is, you know, getting there. And like,
I can't stand him.
You don't like Kreischer?
I do not like Bert Kreischer one fucking bit. Put a shirt on, you fat fucking hairy bastard.
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, I know. You have a shirt on.
Now.
Take it off. Is that her way of saying that, you know, not like, well, I said to God, please don't take anyone I love.
Yes.
But she didn't say God. She said sky.
Right, because she,
Jesus Christ.
Don't hurt anyone. That's fucking Nikki Glaser of 7 years ago would have murdered this Nikki Glaser. And that's an important thing to fucking know about this. This hacky horseshit. Ugh.
Fucking God's up there with his tear in his eye, getting ready to send Jesus back down, going, look, nobody else dies after this. Nobody. I can't believe I do this to people.
Tear in his eye.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking wipe out the race for this. The human race. Not even white people, just the human race. Wow. We heard you.
Yeah, we get it. You're sad.
Say it again.
Yes! Yes! No, wait a minute. She said something different.
She said, don't take anyone. Yeah.
No, last line was different. I think.
Don't take Bob.
Well, too late. Too late.
Did you ever find out the cause of death for Saget?
I don't know. Did I tell you the fucking my buddy Mike wished me, you know, happy birthday on the Facebook and sent this fucking meme along with it. Said, congratulations on being 1 year closer to finding out if atheism is the right choice.
Yeah. P.S. It is.
It is.
P.S.
Yeah, P.S. It is.
Well, Nikki,
little
that
hint
was
for you kids.
Nikki, that was a bad song, and you deserve
Jesus Christ,
any beating you're getting from New York comedians right now. You deserve. Yeah, that is just.
I wonder if Anthony Cumia would weigh in on that.
Huh?
This piece of shit. Yeah.
One thing we didn't talk about was Will Smith and Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But you know who did talk about it? everybody. But your pal and mine, O.J. Simpson, had something to say about
it. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
I did not hear this.
Hey, Twitter world, it's yours truly. I just had to run to a quiet spot. I'm here.
I love that Juice thinks that's a quiet spot.
Yeah.
That other coast. That is beautiful. Now, I got here.
There's always some fucking coos blabbing in the background. Shut your mouth, irrelevant.
Twitter world is yours truly. I just had to run to a quiet spot. I'm here on that other coast.
Shut up!
Now, I got here thinking spring break was over and I would come and get behind it, but evidently places like Delaware, University of Delaware.
Delaware?
And stuff, they do late spring break and they chase me.
Yeah, they chased you. Would you hold somebody else hostage, you fucking asshole? And did you kidnap another human being?
Who'd you murder this time, Juice?
Oh, yeah, they were chasing you.
I finally got to a place that it's a little quiet. Now, I
get to your fucking story, please. God damn. God. The fucking setup for this story.
It's like talking to my dad.
God damn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I've got a fucking fart montage for this year.
Good.
It's about 2 minutes already.
That should just be the last show of the season. Play the fucking intro music.
And then we're out.
And then just fucking...
And then we're fucking out.
We're out.
And we never...
No, we have to sit here and listen.
And we never record again. That's it.
That's what we leave. That's what we leave to the world. And then at the end, we both fucking shit our pants and walk out the door.
We leave the world what it fucking deserves. That's why we do that.
The question I would be getting all day would be the question about the overtime rule of the NFL. Well, you know, I don't totally agree with it because I wish they would have done it like they do college, where both teams get the ball from like the 30-yard in and go in. But anything is better than what happened last year, to not see Josh Allen have an opportunity.
All right.
To keep that game going. Certainly, it hurt me. But the question I've been getting is Will Smith and Chris Rock. Hey, look, it was unfortunate. I think Will was wrong. Look, I understood the feeling. Now, in my life, I've been through a lot of crap.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah? You're going to stand up for your wife, you, Juice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is he? He's going to stand up for the guy that did this to her.
He's still looking. He's still looking in Delaware.
We're gonna find
for the killers.
We're going to find the black guys who did this. We're going to bring them to justice.
They found the black guy that did it.
They did.
They did.
God, you're fucking vile human.
It's terrible, isn't it? Fucking stanky.
It is. That's bad.
When I was raising two young kids, and every comedian in the country had an OJ routine, and don't think I wouldn't want to be slapped a couple of those guys.
Well, it's because you were a murderer. I don't know if you fucking remember. You may have blacked it out in a rage-induced fucking memory wipe, but you did kill two people, Juice.
1995,
so,
Juice.
Sure, yeah.
Remember?
No, I don't think he does.
But you gotta accept it's humor.
OJ's the kind of guy that jerks off to that memory, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Of killing that mediocre fucking waiter and his fucking ex-wife.
I didn't even think that was all that egregious. I thought it was
all that what?
All that what? All that what? Juice? Wow.
That egregious. A couple of those guys, but you gotta accept it's humor. And I didn't even think that was all that egregious. I thought it was
egregious.
Doug, I need that on my monitor immediately.
Stop. New mush mouth clip.
Stop whatever you're doing back there. And I don't know what he does.
Not much.
We're in here. He's back there.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. Could be fiddling his bag. Could be texting his quote-unquote girlfriend who has an Adam's apple or whatever the fuck is going on.
Doug's talked about that girlfriend for a long time, pretty much ever since we've known him. Have you ever seen her?
No.
I've never seen her.
No.
I don't think she exists, to be honest. I'm going to say it right now.
She's more of a made-up girl than Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Oh, her and Manti Te'o's girlfriend are good friends, well, yeah, aren't they?
They're big, good buddies.
Good buddies.
Good buddies. Just say you're gay, Manti. That's all you got to do. Just say you're gay. Just say it.
Yep.
Him and Seth MacFarlane. Just say you're gay.
Is that every comedian in the country had an OJ routine, and don't think I wouldn't want to be slapped a couple of those guys.
I don't think I want to be slapped a couple of those.
I don't think that I'd want to be slit. I mean, slap a couple of those. I don't think I'd want to throat slit a couple of those comedians. I mean, not that I'd do anything
I mean,
like
that.
That.
You know, I was...
Fucking gravy. Shut your fucking mouth.
He's fucking the worst.
Wouldn't want to be slapped a couple of those guys.
Oh, be slap, like bitch slap. Be slap. He. Oh, that's what it is.
It's Twitter, OJ. You can cuss. It's all right.
Well, I don't know.
He's a very upstanding human being. I appreciate him sparing some of the more sensitive viewers and listeners, you know, from hearing that word.
Look, a spree killing is one thing, but to curse in public just cannot. Right. Will not happen.
Yeah.
But you got to accept it's humor, and I didn't even think that was all that egregious. I thought
it... Doug, really, Doug, honestly, what are you doing back there?
Egregious.
Egregious. What are you doing back there?
It's humor, and I didn't even think that was all that egregious. I thought it was...
that's bad. God damn, that's bad. Wow. Come on, gravy.
Semi-unfunny joke, but I don't know. I don't get it.
I know you don't know, because you've been talking for 2 minutes and saying nothing.
About nothing.
This. After what happened to me in Las Vegas... If I would have done that in front of...
After what happened to you in Las Vegas? You mean when you kidnapped people because they were trying to sell your memorabilia to somebody else? When you kidnapped human beings and they did the right thing that California wouldn't do and put you in jail? Is that what you mean? God, I hope there's just a fucking enormous ball of cancer in his body somewhere. I hope it eats him alive before our very fucking eyes.
I am a very devout atheist, but I really, for OJ, I hope there's a fucking hell and he sits in it. Oh my goodness.
I fucking hate him.
Billion people watching around the world. They would have given me life without. I'm just saying. Hey, take care.
I'm just saying. Egregious. I'm saying it again.
He ends every video with
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Is that his hook? Is that his thing?
That is his hook. You're right. Yeah. Ooh, what a use of the lingo there.
I'm OJ Simpson, and I'm just saying.
And now this.
Egregious.
Thank you, Doug. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's terrible. That's...
Egregious.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, gravy.
The gravy. Jeff came up with the gravy. I used to call him the juice.
Yep.
Then when he got out of jail,
he would not the juice anymore.
No, he had packed some weight on, so Jeff started referring to him as the gravy, which is still really funny. It's funny, but it's not.
Egregious.
Thank you very much. Egregious. Oh, I hate him. Oh, I fucking hate him.
I really fucking, The fact that that guy is fucking ranting on Twitter, and that's not even a rant, mumbling almost incoherently on Twitter about football rules and what happened at the Oscars from an obvious nightclub somewhere or a club somewhere and not locked up in a prison cell is just egregious.
Egregious.
Thank you, gravy. Thank you.
Oh, that's going to get used a lot
on
this
show.
Yeah,
it is. That will be ran right into the ground.
Egregious.
Just the simple fact of the use of the OJ Egregious clip is...
Egregious.
Thank you. I think I'm fed up already.
Egregious.
Anywho.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.